Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1064. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Rab Moshe and Rafur Shalemachaya Rivka Bas Mendel and Rafur Shalemachaya Brina Bas Leia. Getting back to our malacha of Koitzer uprooting. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of a tree. In other words, to me, Mishtamish with a tree, to use a tree, how, what, when, and where. The various different ways whereby one is not allowed to use a tree because of the Gezerah Shemayala V'Yitlash. Chazal were afraid, explained to us, Mishabru, that one might go up and pull off either a fruit, branch, leaf, or whatever the case might be. So now the Shulchan Aruch, our simon is Shin Lamed Vav. It's been all along in the entire Malach of Koitzer, simon Shin Lamed Vav, and actually these halachas are in the first sif, which is Sif Aleph. It starts out some of the various different halachas which we went through in reference to the Malach of Koitzer uprooting were throughout the simon. But this one, these halachas of being mishtamish with a tree, start out in Sif Aleph. Okay, we spoke about last time in reference to somebody is not allowed to climb on a tree. If they did, not allowed to come down. If they did it on purpose, if it was by mistake, then they are allowed to come down. We went through the various different inyanim. Just one more quick thing, which is not, again, not so legay lemaisa, of yesh emrim dahani, dahani mili kashahaya daita lerid mi bain yoim. This is... Just backtracking a minute, says the Mechabavim, Olam Yiboyd Yoyim, Mechol Gavni, is Mutal Lerid Mishecha Shecha. If somebody went up before Shabbos started, right, an hour before Shabbos, a person climbed up a tree. Then Mutal Lerid Mishecha Shecha. Once Shabbos, if Shabbos came and they're still up in the tree, they are allowed to come down. V'yeshemim, that's what we just said, when they went up and with the intention, Kishahoya Daita Lerid Miboyd Yoyim, when their intention was to come down, before Shabbos started. And they made the cheshbim was off. Shabbos started and now it is stuck, so they're allowed to come down. Says the Mechaba, Avul im loy hoya Daita Lerid Miboyd Yoyim, loy Yerid Mishecha Shecha. And then, okay, then the Mechaba just sends off that if the das was not if the das was not to come down before Shabbos, in other words, to stay there into Shabbos, and they didn't come down before Shabbos, came since their be'isr was be'isr, so they would have to stay there. Okay, we're not going to get into all these halachas in general. Most people are not climbing up trees right before Shabbos and staying there into Shabbos. Okay, be it as it may, but the part which comes along the Ramah and tells us a different part of this halacha, which does apply to us, and that is v'dafka adam shalasham. These halachas, if there's somebody climbed up on Shabbos or before Shabbos, whatever the case is, so then that's as far as a person per se, which in general most people are not going up, climbing up on a tree. But avol im hiniach sham chefetz miboyd yoyim. If somebody left their chefetz, they left their item from Friday, right? In other words, before Shabbos came, let's say I hung up my hat, like we've been talking about. I hung up my jacket. Do I put something there that I'll need, right? I'll need on Shabbos. I will im haniach shom chefetz miboyd yoyim is also litle misham b'Shabbos. Then one is not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. In other words, I need a good hiding place for this item or for that item, so I'll put it up on the tree. And I'll take it on Shabbos. I'll take it down on Shabbos. It's not questions of an Erev over here. This is not the issue. It's not a question of itself carrying. We're talking about making use of the tree, but be it as it may, somebody put an item there from before Shabbos, then Taka, they can't take it off on Shabbos. In general, we can't take something off a tree on Shabbos because that is being mishtamish with the mishtamish ilan. You're using the tree. Okay, so now tells us the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, that she'ein isabiyos kelim munachem mi'atz v'maldava mechuba b'shabbos. In other words, if I have something, if I have my hat hanging on a branch of a tree, and I leave it there all Shabbos, and that's why I keep my hat, that's okay. I'm allowed to keep something on the tree, as long as I put it there from before Shabbos. U'v'tilasai mishtamish u'be'ilim. But by taking it off, you mishtamish with the tree, making use of the tree, and that's not allowed to be done. But just having my items there, she'ein isabiyos kelim munachem mi'atz v'maldava mechuba b'shabbos, that's not a problem, tells us the Mishnah Berurah. Just having stuff there. But you can't put it on Shabbos to take it off. The fact that I put stuff there We'll see there's a gezeira on certain items, but in general, I'll put stuff, something that I need for Sunday. I don't know, I'll put something there Friday, right? I need a good hiding place, so I'll leave something that I need for Sunday on this tree, and like this, nobody will get to it, whatever, a little bit higher up. I'm a tall guy, so that is fine, as far as, because I need it for Sunday, right? That's no problem. It's going to say that. As far as staying there, that's no problem. Having an item stay in the tree is not a problem. The problem is putting on or taking it off on Shabbos. Okay, so tells us the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason of that time? The Aser, little b'shabbos meilin. Well, why can't I take something off the tree? What's the problem? My hat's hanging there, why can't I just take it off? My coat's hanging on the tree, why can't I just take it off? Tam da asru little b'shabbos meilin, mishum de v'kal yavai al deizel, lishon alav oi al echad me anofav. In other words, because very easily somebody's going to come to lean on the tree and they're going to take, or they're going to lean on one of the branches, they'll break off a branch and so on, and this is a problem on Shabbos. So therefore you can't put on or take off. There's just, I wanted to say, I've mentioned in the past, interesting, story, I think it was with the stipler, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. He was in the army, in the Russian army, and it was mamash freezing cold. I don't know if it's exactly how the story goes, but roughly this is how I heard it over. And mamash, he didn't have a coat. It was mamash pekuach nefesh. But the general or whatever it is, one of the head soldiers came, and brought him a coat that when he was in the I think it was Siberia, freezing cold, but they hung it up on the tree. There was some sort of an old tree, dried out, maybe old tree in the winter over there, and he hung it up on the tree, and here's your jacket, and shine, that's it. So now the problem was, the stipler was, how do I get it off the tree? He wasn't going to exactly ask the soldier or general, whoever brought it, because it was nice enough that he brought him the jacket. They could have major problem. But be it as it may, how I understood the story, the jacket was hanging on the tree, and you can't take it off. But in this case, obviously, it's pekuach nefesh, so the stipler could take it off. It's freezing cold, and he didn't have what to wear. But so he kept on clearing. The stipler kept on clearing it. And another minute, I could wait. Nishkeferlich. Another minute, I could wait. Nishkeferlich. Another minute, I could get by without having to take it off the tree, without being over of taking it off the tree. He was allowed to take it off the tree. It's pekuach nefesh. But another minute, until the end of Shabbos passed, and he was able to get by without the coat. That's interesting. It takes in somebody on the level of the stipler, but we see what it means, taking something off a tree. It took another minute I could survive without the coat, another minute without the coat. So he went through the entire Shabbos, and he was able to survive without taking the coat, mamish, off the tree. Okay, but just to end off, the Mishnah Berurah brings down another interesting thing, which is, even though you could keep things technically on a tree from Friday going into Sunday, even though it belongs to you, but he does bring down the mice, there is a problem that v'dada afal pikein also laniach be'erv shabbos. In other words, on Friday, you can't put on Friday on a tree kelim hamutarim lo lishtamish b'shabbos. Items or utensils that I'm allowed to use on Shabbos. If there's a certain thing that I need to use on Shabbos, so then I can't put it on the tree. The mitach shu mishtamish behem osir lahiridam minuilam b'Shabbos. Plain and simple, there's a gezeira. You're going to come to take it off the tree. You'll be mishtamish with the tree because it's an item that I need on Shabbos that I could use on Shabbos. Like, let's say if somebody puts a pot on Shabbos. You can't cook on Shabbos. A pot in general is muksa, klisha malachta le'iser. I can't cook. I can't. What am I going to use a regular pot for? So leaving a pot there, let's say, I'm just giving an example. There's nothing you could do with a pot on Shabbos, so leaving a pot there would be okay. But if you leave, taka, like we said, somebody's hat, or something along those lines, where a Shabbos hat or something like that, so then that's taka problem, whereby one has to be careful that the afal pikein is aslanich be'erev Shabbos, alilim kelim amutorim loylish damish b'Shabbos. Kelim, things, utensils, which by one is allowed to use on, or could use on Shabbos, is allowed to use on Shabbos, that you can keep on the tree, even from erev Shabbos going into the Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to take it off, you'll be mishdamish with the tree. Okay, we're going to continue trying to get more into this next upcoming Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslocha, Baruch, Kol Tov.